about vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don, Joe Theismann. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
What is he, a faggot? The Don and Mike
Show. Damn right.
They let you be the enema. The Don and Mike Show.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
That's funny.
That was funny.
You think so?
What do you think, Jackson?
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Right, right.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Regularly, Jack. This is the last Don and Mike Show. On this Friday, April 11th. Me, Don, I got three more segments left. I got about 40 minutes of airtime left. So let's get to it. I try not to be morose about this. Again, I'll wind this up in the end, but I want to thank, it goes without saying, Mike, Buzz, Rob A., Joe, everybody that's worked on this show with me over the years. If you just get in your car and you're wondering what's going on, I'll be glad to recap for you. When we were on vacation, it struck me that I would be happier not doing the show. Not because I don't love radio or don't love the guys or love the show. It's because doing the show reminds me too much of freedom. You know, everybody listening has to understand that when you lose someone, as I did with Frida, you go through a period of time where you're grieving and you're angry, and then you get to the other side. And you realize that things can still be okay. There was a while every Friday, for goodness sakes, the whole time that Frida was with us, and even after she passed, I would end every Friday by playing Everlasting Love, which was one of our favorite songs. And I made a conscious decision to stop playing that about 2 months ago. Not because I don't love Frida, I do. But because by doing that, I'm reminding myself and reminding everybody listening on at least a subconscious level about how she's gone. And she's not coming back, as much as I would like to change that. I'm having problems putting this into words, so bear with me, please. As I mentioned when everybody was here before, and I'll try to do this, I'll bring it up now. I've been so blessed by God to have met Frida and have her come into my life. I eulogized her after she was gone, and that's that. My love for her will never end, but on this show, there's too much of Frida in this show for me to continue with the show. Because I love Janet. That may sound hurtful to some of you, but you just have to understand that that's the truth. Ruth, if the situations were reversed, I would not want Frida hanging around being a sad sack, just pining for the days when we were together. I would want her to move on and hopefully meet somebody. And I have. And I'm thrilled about it. It's hard to go into detail on the radio here because most of you listening for over 20 years have been used to hearing me profess my love for one woman, saying it was absolute, no matter what happens, hell or highway, no, what, she's my wife, no matter what. And then she was taken away from me. And I came back on the air. And I found love almost 3 years later. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm quite positive that Janet was brought down by God. And thank goodness I opened the door that God opened for me with Janet when she came along. Because as Frida saved my life, literally about 25 years ago, so has Janet now. I can't keep doing a show where I'm laying my own personal mess of a life on the air every day, good, bad, or indifferent, and recreate what I had with Frida, because that's never going to happen. And Janet knows that, and I know that, but I don't know if people listening to the radio know that. And I dig it, because death is a weird, awful thing. And I pray it doesn't happen to you, but it will. And I pray that if it does happen to you, or someone you love, that you're able to rebound, and you're able to come back. So that's why I got to move on. Because my life, unless those of you listening would like me to spend the rest of my life being sad and mad and angry, and have an awful lot of unresolved issues about why the love of my life was taken away. I don't know why I hit the lottery and met two women who are so spectacular. So similar, yet so different. I don't know why I hit the jackpot to end up with the career that I've had. Because I am just a disc jockey. I don't have the talents of Mike or Buzz. I'm a guy that's always liked the intimacy of radio. It was one guy in a room with a big wall of sound behind him, and you could hide and pretend that you were someone else. And you could walk on the street. Nobody knew who you were. We've had so much success, literally, that can't happen anymore. That's why I wanted to end the Don and Mike show, as I began my career by myself, in a room, intimate like this, where I feel like I am just talking to one person right now, and that's the person that's listening. And I say thank you for listening. And I want you to know that I have been proud to live my life on the air, good, bad, indifferent. I am so blessed that I met Frida and was welcomed into her family. They are my family now. Big Frida's my mom. I'm so proud of my son and the man that he's become. It was hard, Frida. It was so hard without you. But he is doing great. And my daughter, who I never thought I would see. For God's sakes, I thought she was dead 4 years ago. Oh, she's back in my life. And it's an awful lot for me to handle while trying to juggle doing a wacky radio show. And sometimes I'm too sensitive. I had a much thicker skin. And I don't mind telling you now that I don't have quite such the thick skin. I don't know. If I continued like in this format, maybe I wouldn't be such a jerk to people. I don't know. Or my persona wouldn't be such a jerk to people. I don't know. I got a different outlook on life. I just want to be happy. And this wonderful bitch of a demon radio, something that's made me happy longer than anything or anybody in my life. And now I got to leave it for a while. Because there are too many memories that I have to just turn around and go the other way on. So, you know, I read the message boards. I can read. You know, a lot of you people are mad at me. So be it. I just want to tell you that I would certainly wish you the same chance at restarting your life if you have the awful fortune to go through what I've gone through. And I'm not being a martyr because everybody goes through this.
Just it's hard to do it on the radio. But I love the fact that you have embraced me all of these years with all of my warts and all of my faults, and that you have listened through thick and thin and supported us through every goddamn stop. You know, the loves of my life go like this. Radio, my family, God, and the Green Bay Packers. And the order changes all the time. But I'll miss you. I love this industry. I want to come back to this industry, but I want to come back to this industry as a healed person and not someone who I would go home and be embarrassed about things I'd done on the air because I was mad. Well, I'm not mad now. Even though I'm crying, it's just because I'll miss everybody. And I got a break because we're running late. Put that on my tombstone. He missed a stop set. I got two breaks left here. We'll talk a little bit about some of the people that were very influential in my radio career when we come back. And then a little bit about all of these special people, including the very special women in my life. So, listen, thanks for listening all these years. No kidding. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.